This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. And here's the latest on Hurricane Gustav. The eye of the storm came ashore about 70 miles southwest of New Orleans. It hit land as a Category 2 storm. The winds blew as high as 110 miles an hour. But that is significantly less powerful than emergency officials had once feared. President Bush was supposed to speak at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul today. He called that off. He's now in Texas, where he's being briefed by emergency management officials. Mr. Bush called Gustav a serious event, and he warned that the storm has yet to pass. In New Orleans, there is rain, there's wind, but the city's been spared a direct hit from Gustav. It will be a couple of days before we'll have a real sense of the damage and any flooding. Most of the residents of the city and the Gulf Coast have evacuated. Many have gone north to Lafayette, Louisiana, and NPR's Jeff Brady is there.
The rain is coming down pretty heavy right now, but it's not that windy. Gusts are reaching only about 30 miles per hour. That's just fine with the folks at this budget hotel on the north side of Lafayette. A few hours ago, just before the rain started, I found Tommy Buxton walking his dogs around the hotel. He's from Raceland, Louisiana. That's near Houma, and just about the point where the eye of the hurricane made landfall. Buxton says he'd recently finished remodeling his house before Gustav arrived.
I hope this storm don't tear it up. As soon as you start rebuilding, it's like, here it comes again, you know. But it's been a couple of years. Like my dad kept telling me, said, we've been lucky. We've been very lucky. We do for a storm, you know.
Buxton says he's pretty relieved Gustav is not as powerful as first predicted. I asked him if he'll be upset if it starts to look like authorities overreacted and calling for a mandatory evacuation. And he said, absolutely not.
I mean, it costs us some money to do it, but money compared to our life is nothing.
Other evacuees here told me the same thing. Hurricane Katrina is still fresh in their minds. And one woman said whenever the mayor of New Orleans says it's time to leave, she's going to listen.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady reporting from Lafayette, Louisiana, where many of the evacuees have gone. We're going to keep on top of the situation all along the Gulf Coast as Gustav moves ashore, and we'll keep you up to date throughout the program.